This story takes place inside an old, majestic, multi-use theater. It was a quiet night. No shows were playing in the theater, only a wedding in one of the ballrooms. Those kinds of evenings are cool to work. Usually, after the rush in the beginning, the party settles down and takes on a life of its own. Herb was in the sub-basement checking on the building's heating and air equipment. "Come in, maintenance," the radio blurted. It was Joe. "We are finished loading out. You can shut her down." Herb replied, "Gladly, can't remember when we had 3 days off in a row." "Joe, me either, bye." Just like a weight had been lifted, it was time to go home. Reaching for the light switch, Herb saw something move under the tarp. "Damn, probably rats," he thought, grabbing a stick and then giving it a good poke. In a blink of an eye, he was on his back, on the floor, pinned down and spread eagle, with a small bat on each arm and leg, unable to move. Sinking their fangs in, they began to feed. His mind was racing, shock, fear, anger, what was happening? Then out of the shadows came a much larger bat, the Alpha. It crawled on his chest and opened its mouth, exposing some large fangs. Herb was slipping away and angry at the same time. "If I'm going to die, so are you," he screamed. Shifting his weight, the large bat lost its balance and its throat fell into the human's mouth. He bit down. The bat's blood spilled out, running down his throat, transforming him as it flowed. Herb could see a white light at the end of a tunnel pulling him in with the force of a magnet. A lovely lady appeared from the light. Her hair flowed like she was underwater. She came closer, blocking the maintenance man's path. With both hands, she shoved him in his chest. "Not your time yet," she insisted.